I think the main issue is around the Prime Minister making sure he's got sufficient support from at least within the Council of Ministers ahead of this afternoon's debate, which I understand is ongoing as we speak. And obviously, what he's trying to do is to make sure that the key planks of his coalition are going to remain intact ahead of that debate, and that will hopefully protect the government from any sliding there may have been on the backbenches, and whether the opposition may have been able to secure a few more votes over and above the 9 signatures that they had on the motion when they lodged it last week.
There are a lot of votes of no confidence in Vanuatu. Let's face facts here. Is this one any more or less serious than any of the others?
Well, nobody makes money out of betting on Vanuatu politics, Bruce. You and I both know that. So I don't think you can ever rule out anyone or rule in anyone as being more or less dangerous. The Salwai government has faced this before, pretty much at the same time last year. And certainly, I think what we've seen and what I think we would have expected to have been the focus of the conversation this morning that's led up to this reshuffle is about the importance of stability over and above other things. And certainly the key players in the government at the moment, the key people that are doing this number crunching and keeping this thing going, have made it very clear that they see that stability is very important and that they are prepared to make trade-offs elsewhere in order to keep that stability in place. So whether Prime Minister Salwai can get away with it again this time, I guess we'll know very soon.
Charlotte Salwai's government has been very stable, especially when you look at previous Vanuatu administrations. What's the secret of its success?
I think there's a number of reasons. He's given important portfolios to people that have been able to get a lot done and be able to be seen to get a lot done, whether that's in lands or in infrastructure or in other key portfolios. I think also there's a much more technocratic nature to this government than we might have had in the past. We've got quite a few ex-public servants that have now been elected into parliament and some of them have taken on ministries. So they maybe have a bit more understanding of the importance of stability and being able to get things done and following through on promises and really putting in the hard yards of actually translating election slogans into hard and fast outcomes. And I also think some of it is a reaction to, Vanuatu is still very much in a recovery phase post Cyclone Pam and the issues over the airport, and just recognizing that in order to recover as a country and as an economy from those things, then, they need to really knuckle down and just settle in for the long haul. But it's not easy. It's a coalition made up of several parties, and obviously there's always a risk that someone's going to break ranks and it'll all come crumbling down.
Well, and finally, and very briefly, Ralph Reginbanu has taken the foreign affairs portfolio in this reshuffle. He's a very outspoken supporter of the Free West Papua movement. What could this mean for Vanuatu's regional relations, especially with the Melanesian Spearhead Group and Indonesia?
Well, I think it could prove quite significant. I mean, obviously, as Minister for Foreign Affairs, he's going to have a lot of things to think about. But I think we'd all be very surprised if West Papua wasn't pretty near the top of his to-do list. And Minister Reginbanu is no stranger to speaking his mind and speaking frankly. And I don't expect that to change anytime soon now that he's in that portfolio. And I expect that he will make good use of the avenues that it brings him to press that case, just as he will other cases. So I think it is going to have significant implications for Vanuatu's relationship with Indonesia, which is already was already looking even more tenuous than normal at the end earlier this month, when Vanuatu gave the ULMWP a bricks and mortar headquarters in Port Vila. So no doubt that will raise its head again, and it may also be significant in terms of the sorts of conversations the minister wants to have with Australia's representatives in Vanuatu.